Next patient.
She's just a girl they put on bad life.
Mm.
Just a boy.
Mm. Next patient is Michael Conley. C-O-N-L-E-E. Conley. Michael. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 4-3-1960. Date of visit 4-18-23. Patient of Dr. Tabitha Townsend. T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of mediastinal and chest mass. Next paragraph is parenteral. This is a 62-year-old obese male who has a past history of hypertension, SVT, gastroesophageal reflux, was admitted to Halifax Hospital in December 22 with cough and hemoptysis. The patient was short of breath for 5 days and was having fever and chills, and following admission was in hypoxic respiratory failure and had to be placed on BiPAP, and subsequently also required ventilatory support. The patient was treated for bilateral pneumonia and at the time was found to have a mediastinal mass as observed on a CT chest. The patient subsequently was weaned off the ventilator and was weaned off oxygen and was discharged for outpatient follow-up with regards to the mediastinal mass. He was then sent for a MRI of the chest on 4/5/23, which showed a 600 meter lipomatous mass at the diaphragm adjacent to the esophagus, and there was an adjacent cystic component to the mass and a 1.1 centimeters suspicious mass was noted in the liver as well. The left hepatic lobe was enlarged. Patient denies shortness of breath. He has no cough at this time or hemoptysis. Denies recent weight loss. And denies any nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. He had no recent PFT done. Further evaluation with thoracic surgery is still pending. and he has an appointment with Dr. Desai, D-E-S-A-I. Next paragraph, pastor says the patient passed three significant for fractured right arm and left leg with repair and placement of metal plates and screws. He had an umbilical hernia repair as well as inguinal hernia repair on the left. The patient was treated for SVT as well as AFib. And he has been hypertensive. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient does not smoke. He has been exposed to asbestos and gasoline fumes. He has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Drinks alcohol moderately. He worked in the Navy and also worked for a factory manufacturing automobile brakes. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of sepsis, father died of heart attacks. Next paragraph. Med list: Protonix 40 milligrams daily, Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, and gabapentin 300 milligrams TID. Sildenafil 20 milligrams as needed. Next paragraph. System review of the patient. Had no weight loss but has fatigue. Denies double vision or cataracts. No vertigo hoarseness. Denies any flank pains but has urinary frequency. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. I'm sorry, it does have palpitations and leg swelling. Denies anxiety or depression. He has coughing spells and shortness of breath. And he has easy bruising, his joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no memory loss. He has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, middle-aged white male who is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse is 94, aspiration 20, temps 97.2, weight is 189, saturation 100. HE and ear norms fail, people's reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and breath sounds diminished at the bases with wheezes palatally. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, as well as S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Posterior mediastinal mass etiology, undetermined, rule out liposarcoma versus benign tumor. Number 2. Is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3, history of hypertension. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He has been referred to thoracic surgery for possible excisional biopsy of the mediastinal mass. And the patient will also get a repeat CT chest in four weeks. It is advised to use an incentive parameter 4 times a day in case he goes for surgery. And he will use a Ventil NHFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. A follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy this for Michael Conley. Michael Conley, C-O-N-L-E-E. Michael. Thank you, Dr. Souza.